About 13 years ago, the textiles industry took a nosedive, depriving people of their earnings. This was due to high cost of production and the influx of cheaper and pirated textiles from China. However, in the last few years, the industry seems to be picking up as people have found innovative ways to make local textiles fashionable and attractive. The new cuttings and designs have made it to international runways in New York, Italy, London, among others. According to Mrs. Ekufuado, this shows the potential of local fabrics when value is added to them. She said Ghana stands to gain a lot from such innovations.
It has always been the dress of choice for generations of Ghanaian men and women. A rich intuma was on display at Independence and on display at all our significant events. It is what we wear in all our rites of passage, from our entrance into this world to our exit. Intuma is our identity. It says we are royalty. It says we love life. It says look at us. It is our culture. Intuma dance, while seeking to exhibit our different Intuma designs and styles in celebration of our rich Intuma traditional heritage, also promotes Ghanaian textile companies and their products worldwide. This is in direct response to the president's special initiative of promoting made in Ghana goods. Intuma has great export and tourism value with the potential to earn as millions of dollars. We know that under the African Growth and Opportunity Act, many designers have sold their designs to the United States market. Many of our designs are also found in the European market. I believe there are more markets beyond the USA and Europe for our beautiful designs. Isn't it amazing that designers are displaying what is ours on the catwalks of New York, Milan, and Paris? We have to exploit this potential gold mine to increase our export earnings. Our parents wore Intuma and their parents before them.
Intuma is the Akan name for local textiles. The chief executive officer and co-founder of Intuma Dance, Clement King, explained the rationale for the dinner, adding that every money made will be donated to the two First Ladies charity organizations to support the underprivileged.
We've done this in Toronto for the past 12 to 15 years out of necessity to bring our peoples together and also to market our Intuma heritage. Directly coming to Ghana to do this Intuma dinner dance was simply in response to the president's initiative of promoting made in Ghana products in general and us, the Intuma in particular. All we're seeking to do here is actually raise some funds to help the First Lady's charities. Every bit of it will go to her charity. We could donate in upwards of about 20 grand in excess of about 15,000-20,000.
Intuma Dance has for the last 15 years been organizing fundraising events in Toronto, Canada. The group is made up of Ghanaian businessmen and women in Canada who believe in the local textile industry. The organizers said they hope to make it an annual event to market the local textiles industry.
Doreen Ampofu's report.